A Wisconsin school district settled a lawsuit with a former teacher for $20,000 after the teacher's contract was not renewed when he refused to refer to students using their preferred names or pronouns, citing his religion. It was told to us at a staff meeting there that we had to address students by their preferred names and their preferred pronouns because of Title IX and gender identity, Cernick said, a push that was coming from the federal government, I think, at that point. Cernick's attorneys say he told the Argyle School District in southern Wisconsin about his religious objection to the new policy and agreed not to use any names when referring to students. The school warned him that not using preferred names or pronouns would result in disciplinary action. 6 months later, the school district did not renew Cernick's contract. Jordan Cernick filed a lawsuit against the Argyle School District in May 2023 after the school let him go, according to his law firm, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, WILL, arguing the school violated his First Amendment rights to free speech and religion, as well as Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits employment discrimination. The superintendent confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the district's insurance company decided to settle with Cernick for $20,000. A similar case in Virginia resulted in the West Point Public School Board agreeing to pay a former teacher $575,000 in 2024 after the teacher was fired for not using a transgender student's preferred pronouns.